Vectis Radio.
Now, I have two guests in. Two likely lads over there from Bembridge Little Theatre Club. And they're going to tell us about their new play. Now, we have Nick and Ralph in the studio.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
You need to get a bit further to the mic.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
That's better.
That's better. So, tell us all about the new play you're doing.
Well, it's called Outside Edge. It's a light-hearted play about a village cricket team trying to win a game of cricket while sorting out the various marital problems that take place in around that sort of thing that goes on. It's got a lot of amusing moments based on the defined characters and the quirkiness of real life. It's a fun play. The stage represents the inside of a cricket pavilion, and the audience are sitting on the outside looking at it. So the front of the stage is decorated as the outside of the pavilion with grass and picket fence and so on.
Right, okay. And I'm just looking. Ralph, you are actually in the play.
Yes, yes. I play Roger, who's the captain of the team. He's having trouble getting his team together for the afternoon fixture against the British Railways Maintenance Division Reading East. But this proves to be the least of anyone's worries, really. Bob, who is one of the main bowlers of the team, is having troubles with his marriage, and he's doing lots of odd jobs for his ex-wife, which is causing his current wife to kind of really get upset, isn't it?
Yeah, oh yes.
We've also got Dennis, who's a carpet salesman. He's having troubles with his wife as well. She's intent on buying a new house. He's just bought a house in one of these modern estates where young people go to die, they say.
Oh, right.
One of these young executive estates where young people go to die. Basically, she wants to move out of her house, this new house that he's
bought. Speak directly in front of the mic, please.
She wants to move out of the house that they've just bought. He doesn't want to move, and so it causes all sorts of problems. He's come to the cricket match and left her looking at houses. We've also got Kevin, who's another demon bowler. He's trying to fight off the affections of his overzealous wife, Maggie, who absolutely adores him, but tends to mother him quite a lot, doesn't she?
Oh, yes.
He's kind of managed to get a blister on his spinning finger, which causes all sorts of troubles again.
All right, okay.
We've got another chap who is Alex. He is supposed to be the main player, I think.
Well, he's the solicitor. He's the one that he's the expert. He talks down to everybody else, and he generally they look at him a bit strangely and not happy with him, if you like.
Yeah.
He's unmarried and always brings along several young ladies when he turns up. This time he's turning up with a belly dancer he met in a club.
Oh, wonderful.
Who's actually happens to be played by my wife.
Oh, right, Ronnie. Okay.
Yes. Bless her.
You have to name drop, don't you?
Well, I like to. And then we've got Maggie, who's Kevin's wife, and Miriam, who's Roger's wife. Now, Miriam is very, very long-suffering. She puts up with everything from Roger. He's totally obsessed with cricket. That's all he's interested in. They haven't got an affectionate marriage.
No, not exactly, no.
Whenever he says, love you, okay, it's just to keep her happy. He doesn't mean it at all. And so as the match progresses in the second act, things go from bad to worse, and it really it just becomes mayhem at the end.
Dennis has his brand new BMW set alight by his wife. There's a chaos.
You didn't tell me it was a violent play.
No, well, not exactly. It's about real life in a nice, unsubtle sort of way.
Really? In real life? She sent your BMW on fire?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, if you've seen the character, you would as well.
She's got her reasons.
Yeah, she has her reasons.
All in all, it's quite a...
And just when you think it's really couldn't possibly get any worse, it starts to rain, so the match is finished.
Right off.
And the thing for Roger, he's only six runs away from victory, and the rain starts to come down. And obviously, for him, that is the end of the world, literally.
There are some other twists, which we're not going to tell you about.
No.
I don't want to spoil it too much.
Well, I was just going to say, I don't need to see it. You've just told me all about it, haven't you?
Oh, no. Ah,
no,
tell us when it is and the dates and the timings.
Sure. We go on at Bembridge Little Theatre, which is the village hall in Bembridge High Street. We open on Thursday the 14th of May at 7:30. On Friday the 15th of May, we open again at 7:30. On the Saturday the 16th, 7:30. And then on Sunday the 17th, we have a matinee at 2:30. Tickets are priced at £12 each.
And you'll have another one at Sunday night at 7:30?
No, you're not.
Just the one performance on the Saturday,
which is a matinee.
Right, OK. So I can score that bit out. No problem with that. Have you got a website? How can people get hold of tickets?
Yes, they can get tickets through TicketSource.
Right.
And if they also go on Facebook, Bembridge Little Theatre has a page there, and you can find a link to TicketSource from that as well.
Okay.
So it's Bembridge Little Theatre Club that you're looking for on the internet.
Right, okay. Anything else you would like to say? Is that it?
I think we've more or less covered it, haven't we?
Ruined it, really.
It's for everyone now.
Should be good. There's a lot of subtle things take place in the play. It's not presented in a conventional way where the players walk in through the auditorium. The characters arrive from the car park through the auditorium. And everything happens in and around the theatre and on stage.
Right.
It should be interesting.
Bit of fun.
Should be, yeah.
All right.
But it will be.
It will be.
I've seen it.
As long as we can all remember our lines. That's the important thing.
Oh, I don't worry about that.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, that's good. You know,
I'm like a director
who doesn't worry about learning lines.
Got a lot I can do with it once. I can't exactly rush up there and tell you've done it wrong.
No, that's true enough. Yes.
I'm sure you've done that before anyway.
Oh, yes. many times.
It must be fun doing it.
It's great fun. It is.
So well done. Thank you so much for coming in and letting us know all about it.
Lovely.
It's been a pleasure.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.